And finally, the White House economic advisor says there is a possibility that China and the United States would reach a deal on trade.
I want to just mention what President told us a short while ago, and that is, in his view, there's a good possibility that a deal can be made, and that he is open to that. He is open to that.
Larry Kudlow added that, however, there are issues such as intellectual property theft and forced technology transfer which need to be resolved. He stressed that Donald Trump is prepared to hike tariffs on Chinese imports if he does not reach a breakthrough in an upcoming meeting with China's President Xi Jinping. Kudlow said the White House has been disappointed so far with the way Beijing has responded to the issue relating to trade. Meanwhile, a spokesman for China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs says Beijing is willing to resolve trade issues with Washington.
China has reiterated that the essence of economic and trade cooperation between China and the U.S. is mutual benefits and win-win results. China is willing to resolve trade issues through negotiations on the basis of seriousness, equality, and integrity.
Geng Shuang added that China hopes that the U.S. will work with Beijing to promote the positive results that are expected out of the Trump-Xi meeting scheduled for later this week. Also, China's ambassador to the U.S. warned about the dire consequences if hardliners in Washington try to separate the world's top two economies. Chui Tiankai stressed that it is necessary to act in a responsible way. For more on that, we're joined by Mr. Rodney Shakespeare, commentator and professor of economics. Thank you very much once again for joining us, Mr. Shakespeare. Can you shed more light? What exactly is Trump looking for? And will his demands, can his demands be met by the Chinese?
He is making demands. His demands relate to tariffs. They relate to alleged property theft. Now, look, I want to say this now. His bullying demands are not going to work with the Chinese. With the Chinese, you negotiate with the start. Secondly, any tariff raises will be matched by the Chinese. Thirdly, this intellectual property theft is a lot of nonsense. The American corporations voluntarily hand over technological information in exchange for higher profits. And on top of that, China holds cards. For example, it has a trillion in US Treasury bonds. Now, behind all this, though, are the bigger issues, which America is losing face and influence in the Far East. They're losing in Korea. The peace is going ahead, and the Americans are being outmaneuvered by North Korea, South Korea, Russia, and China, who are making cooperation and rail and road links, et cetera, et cetera. In the South China Sea, America's been outmaneuvered by China. And it's no good Vice President Trump, not Trump, Pence, who's a bigger thug than Trump himself, thinking they can allege that China is somehow influencing American politics. This is being said when only yesterday Trump was daring to influence in UK politics. So all in, I do not see any big deal coming out of it. There may be some words. This could be a long negotiation, but you can't bully the Chinese. The Americans are losing influence, and they're playing their hand extremely badly. And basically, it's all their fault. And they are losing politically, morally, and even militarily in the region.
Now, Mr. Shakespeare, we're running out of time, but if you could please wrap this up in a minute or two. Do you think that, just like this economic advisor to the White House said, do you think there is a possibility of a deal between the U.S. and China? Or will this trade war just escalate into something worse?
China is intensely aware that the global economy is tottering, and they keep referring to the 1930s and the Second World War. They understand trade tariffs. They are aware, and so you can talk to them. But what you cannot do is go and straight up their noses and bully them. So I do not see anything coming positive coming out of this whilst the Americans are behaving in an outrageously aggressive way, as they do all the time nowadays.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rodney Shakespeare, commentator and professor of economics, for joining us live from London. Your comments, sir, all are welcome on Press TV.